Well before the turn of the century and a title-winning era of Patriots history, New England had a pretty remarkable run in the 1970s, and the man leading the way was Chuck Fairbanks. Hired as head coach of the Pats in 1973, after serving in the same capacity at the University of Oklahoma, Fairbanks was a team builder who turned around a woebegone franchise.
When Chuck Fairbanks came to the Patriots as general manager and head coach after the 1972 season, the Patriots were a bad football team in every respect. When Chuck left after the 1978 season, they were one of the best teams in the league.
Fairbanks patrolled the New England sidelines for six seasons, going 46-39 with a pair of playoff berths. While he was successful as a coach, his eye for football talent was just as notable, if not more so. He drafted numerous Patriots legends, from John Hanna, Sam Cunningham, and Steve Grogan on the offensive side, to Steve Nelson, Mike Haynes, and Raymond Claiborne on defense.
I think as much as of a good coach he was a great talent evaluator. If you look at the players that he drafted here under his watch, there were some tremendous players that were a part of our success well into the 80s, even into that 85 Super Bowl team.
Fairbanks was an innovator whose mark on the NFL and the Patriots remains to this day. In his later years, he kept close ties with the organization, including Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick. His passing in early April this year, at the age of 79, provided Patriots observers a chance to recall a successful stretch of play under the direction of Fairbanks.
There are a lot of things that we, the current edition 2013 Patriots, do that have their genesis back in some of the things that Chuck Fairbanks did here and back in the 1970s.